All right, this is the second pre-show. What the fuck I did with the first pre-show? I erased it. God damn it, man. How does that happen, Henry? What I'm doing is I'm cutting instead of just copying, and stuff gets... Is this it? What is this? Oh, this is me. what file is this? It's the one you're recording right now, Phil. Oh, okay. Well, let me look. Okay, man. So second run at our pre-show. Welcome. It's Monday the 24th. I didn't really have much to say during the pre-show other than to say, you know, this is performance week now, man. This is rehearsal week. As we get ready for Friday night, we're going to be rehearsing tomorrow. We're going to be rehearsing Tuesday. I think we're going to rehearse. We're going to do tech rehearsal Wednesday and Thursday. And then, of course, Friday is show day. And what you do is you just run. You run it. We also got to bring in some wardrobe tomorrow. And I also have, what else, man? We got to do sound cues. It's not all that complicated, but just have to get it so that, you know, people know what you're doing. What did I have to get? There was one other thing I got. Well, anyway, we brought in wardrobe. Or I will bring in wardrobe tomorrow. And, that's kind of that the way that is. And, you know, it's kind of like I was telling you guys. You know, I was talking to Jackie today. She says, you know, your radio show, as good as it was not going to survive the new social media explosion. I said, I agree with you. She is, you know what I mean? I said that it would have been every single fucking day would have been me more and more trying to weed through cranks and people that know the show, and people that are trying to get on the air and trying to slip by me. It would have been a screening nightmare. As the show got more and more popular, the best year of shows we did, I think, was 2005 on into 2006. And it wasn't going to get, I don't think, much better than that. Now, so what do? You evolve, you change, which is what I did. I moved away from radio. I started doing some acting because I figured, well, you know, this is probably the future for Phil Hendry, but it wasn't in traditional. I don't believe that my future lies in or was in a traditional kind of movie, TV, or even stage acting. You know, I think doing what I do, which is more like a one-man show thing, where I create these characters and then present them, was more of a theater thing. It wasn't going to be stand-up. You know, because we talked about this, you know, my stand-up, I don't do good stand-up. I don't write jokes. I don't even get really the rhythm of stand-up. There's a whole thing you need to know in order to do good stand-up comedy. And I think, I mean, the good ones obviously make it look very, very effortless. But the fact is, you got to be able to tell stories in a funny way. You have to be able to do the story in a very short manner, punchline. And then, you know, build up to it, and then punchline, and then build up to a punchline. So that was not going to be my thing, you know, and I was very increasingly frustrated doing that. So I don't know, all of a sudden, I joined an acting workshop because I wanted to get stage theater acting training. And not so much training as I wanted to get stage experience. I've taken all the fucking acting classes I was ever going to take in my life, I think. And when I got to Theater West, and they had a thing called West Fest, which is every year they have original plays and like that. I said, I'd like to perform on stage. You know, I was talking to Dina, who was one of our producers. I said, I have an idea to get on stage and do my show. Now, I had done this sort of in kind of a half-assed way for UCB. It was good. I mean, I had a good time. But this would be not with stand-up comics. It wouldn't be like a comedy bill. It would be me on stage as the lone attraction, you know, the star. Not because I think I'm a fucking star, but just because I think it's the only way I can do this. I think it's the only way that I know how to do, that I know how to present myself on a stage outside of the traditional play, okay? Anyway, the first one of these we did in September, it was a sellout. We had a great crowd. We did a Q&A, and we did a... pictures afterwards, and we're hopeful that these next two nights we're going to do, the 20th and the 1st, are equally as well received, you know. And we've added a couple of things to it. So I'm looking forward to it, man. All right, so there's the pre-show that we did originally, and I just re-recorded it. Although the pre-show I did originally was not that. It was different. Okay, I love you. Thank you.